Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust over 40 years of experience providing innovative pension solutions. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Proposals to relocate the National Maternity Hospital are being discussed at today's Cabinet meeting, which got underway about half an hour ago. Minister Donnelly, Stephen Donnelly, is expected to seek approval on the new hospital, which would be built on the same site as the St. Vincent's Hospital. Last week, the Religious Sisters of Charity announced that they would transfer their shareholding in the company that owns the land to a charitable trust. Professor Mary Higgins spoke to Brian Dobson on this station today in support of the new National Maternity Hospital.
We've always been satisfied as clinicians, and many of us have come out and said on numerous occasions that we were always satisfied that religious ethos would not affect our care, that we would be able to provide everything that's legally and that I clinically can provide within the unit. However, we do welcome this cabinet, hopefully this cabinet decision to proceed. That will hopefully reassure those who have passionately been looking for that reassurance. And the move last week that the Sisters of Charity are therefore going to just step away from this should help them, give them reassurance, and hopefully that they'll be able to take their passion and help us in moving to the new hospital and help us develop this wonderful new unit that's going to make such a difference for the women, for the pregnant people and the babies of Ireland.
That is Professor Mary Higgins. However, Professor Peter Boylan, former Master of the National Maternity Hospital in Holyrood, wrote to an Taoiseach yesterday about his concerns with the governance and ethos of this new hospital. The Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, said today that there are various significant protections to make, and I quote, to make absolutely sure that services that are legally permissible in the state are provided to women today and into the future. That's what he said. Well, Professor Boylan joined me earlier and I asked him first to outline his concerns.
The new company, which the Sisters of Charity have transferred their shareholding, their entire shareholding in St. Vincent's Healthcare Group, is a private Vatican-approved company whose shareholders are committed to upholding the values of the Sisters of Charity, which are, of course, Catholic. That company will own the new operating company that will run the new National Maternity Hospital. The one phrase that troubles me in the constitution of the new hospital is legally permissible and clinically appropriate. Now, clinically appropriate is a phrase which is effectively a Trojan horse for the introduction of Catholic values. When I was Master of Holyrood, I introduced sterilization for women who wanted it for family planning purposes. I was summoned to the Archbishop's office, who told me we couldn't be doing those things because they were not clinically appropriate or clinically indicated. Recently, there was an answer to a parliamentary question from St. Vincent's, which said that they did tubal ligations, female sterilizing operations, when they were clinically indicated, but not for the purposes of family planning.
Okay, can I ask you about that phrase? Because it's something that Professor Mary Higgins was asked about as well by Brian Dobson. And she said that her understanding is that it's a future-proofing term. And she has no concern, she says, that anything she's doing now in the National Maternity Hospital would not be able to be done in the new hospital. In fact, she said it could be better with the new technology and so on that they'd have, and new systems and new services they'd have in the new hospital. She has no concerns, and she says she's the one providing the service.
Well, unfortunately, that phrase, as I described it to you, has Catholic limiting connotations. And if you look at the 2018 legislation following repeal of the 8th, which Mary was very strongly advocating, the legislation allows a woman to make a decision herself, which does not contain the qualifying phrase of clinically appropriate. So a woman may turn up to a hospital and say, I want a termination, I'm entitled to it at 11 weeks. And the doctor can say, well, it's not clinically appropriate, or that can be the policy in that hospital. Now, we're being asked to believe that a Vatican-approved private company whose shareholders are committed to upholding the values of the Sisters of Charity will allow procedures directly contradictory to Catholic teaching to take place in a hospital whose management company they own.
But
that's a stretch.
Mary Higgins, as I say, who's a clinician, has no concerns about being restricted in the operation that she runs every day. Also, the HSE board have looked at the governance structure, and I assume they've got their lawyers to look at it as well, and they have approved it.
Well, Yeah, very tellingly, the two people on the board of the HSE who dissented from the opinion and have serious problems about ownership and governance are Professor Deirdre Madden, who's a specialist in medical law and ethics, and Dr. Susan McLaughlin, who's a clinical scientist working in UCD and was on the board as a patient advocate. So these are two women who are seriously concerned about the constitution of the new hospital. Now, they could get around it by making it independent. Why does a National Maternity Hospital have to be owned by a private Vatican-approved company whose shareholders are committed to upholding Catholic values if it's to be truly independent? Why does it have to have a board structure with undue representation from St. Vincent's? And why does the chairman of the board of the new hospital have to come from St. Vincent's every 3 years if it is to be truly independent?
But it's essentially gifted.
So there's a lot of questions.
It's essentially gifted to the state, Peter Boylan, isn't it? And that the new board would not have a St. Vincent's Hospital majority by any means, would it?
There would be three people from St. Vincent's, three from Holles Street, one of whom has to be the master, and then three people who are nominated by the government. So, and why should the chairman of the National Maternity Hospital come from St. Vincent's every 3 years, for 3 years, if it's to be a truly independent hospital? And why should it be owned by a private Catholic company?
But would that board structure then not guarantee independence?
The opposite. The actual opposite. No, because the board... The shareholders of St. Vincent's Holdings are committed to upholding Catholic values, and they nominate the people to sit on the board, three people. They also they'll also nominate who the chair of the board is.
But that wouldn't be a majority, would it?
The dynamics of board meetings are quite interesting, and you end up having a sort of a form of groupthink, and you get one or two people who are perhaps a bit more conservative on the Holles Street side, or the government nominees turn out to be conservative. Who knows who the minister for health is going to be in the future, who will nominate the members of the new board.
Okay, so you've concerns.
There are too many risks associated. There's too many risks associated.
Okay, so you've concerns about the corporate structure as it's set out. You also have concerns about the term clinically appropriate. Do you have any other concerns in relation to this move?
The ownership is the main one, and the phraseology in the new maternity hospital constitution. They're the main issues.
The cabinet is discussing this today. What can they do then to reassure you? Because there's a sense of urgency, according to Professor Mary Higgins, and she says many of her colleagues who are still operating in the service, providing various reproductive services every day. She said there's an urgency to move from what is an outdated maternity hospital to the newer system and site. Do you not agree with the sense of urgency? And also, what can be done to reassure you and people who have concerns?
It's important to get it right. Patient satisfaction in Holles Street at the moment is running at 95%. The clinical results are absolutely superb and a world class, and that's a tribute to the people working there. What does need to happen is that it does not need to be owned. It must not be owned by St. Vincent's Holdings, a private Catholic company, Vatican approved. And the board structure needs to change, and the constitution of the hospital needs to change. They should list the procedures that they're going to provide. That would call the bluff of St. Vincent's. And they should also include a phrase, and any other procedure that becomes legally permissible in the future. And that would get around objections that they have to change the constitution when a new service becomes available, legally permissible.
You also want to know if the Holy See, the Vatican, attached any conditions to the move. Is that right?
They did attach conditions which were to do with canon law, and we need to see the state, which is investing about $1 billion in this, it's going to cost at least $1 billion, and fund it for the future. The state needs to see the correspondence, the Oireachtas needs to see the correspondence between the Sisters of Charity and the Vatican, backwards and forwards, to see exactly what was agreed. Why are Vincent's insisting that they must own the operating company? Why are they insisting that they must have chairmanship of the board? The valuation of the sisters' holdings to be transferred was $661 million a couple of years ago, yet the valuation that they're putting on the current transfer of assets is $204 million.
And what are your concerns
We need clarity on what happened to the $457 million.
Where
does that reside?
Yeah, the St. Vincent's Group need to have ownership, or whatever the phrase you use there, but they have gifted this site. to the state for a period of over 90 years or so? Is that not essential ownership?
No, they're retaining ownership of it. And again, I've no doubt that that's an absolute Vatican requirement. This is what happens, Cormac, all over the world when religious congregations age and vocations fall off. They transfer into Catholic lay organizations. It's what happens all over the world. To think that a hospital in Dublin 4 is going to be different and allow the building of a maternity hospital in which procedures directly contrary to Catholic teaching are going to take place is really quite naive.
So, okay, well, look, we'll see what the cabinet decides. But for the moment, Peter Boylan, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.